VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. We trust you had a good Independence Day. And with the start of July, well, that also is a conclusion to Pride Month, as it's so-called celebrated across the nation, around the world. But ladies and gentlemen, we want you to understand and know that 2020 Pride Month, though it's officially over, however, the LGBTQ plus agenda continues to make strides across this nation. It does not rest after June 30th. Joining us today with not only a recap of what's transpired here recently, but many of the goings-on, we welcome back Peter LaBarbera, the founder and truth, founder and president, that is, of Americans for Truth about Homosexuality. Peter, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you for the opportunity.
Now, I want to just say here at the outset that as you speak today, some are saying you are just a hateful bigot. Peter, that's not the perspective you're coming from.
Right. I mean, the LGBTQ left has redefined love, family, marriage, and even hate. And now the movement tends to label anybody who disagrees with any aspect of the agenda, which now extends even beyond transgenderism, Jen. Now they're doing polyamory and these other isms and these various gender identities. They smear them as haters. Mm-hmm.
But, Peter, you also recognize that there is hope and there is love for the individuals, and what you want to see is people come to faith in Christ, certainly to change, going a direction that God never intended for them.
Absolutely, John. I think Jesus is the biggest change agent the world has ever seen, of course, and so many people have been regenerated through Christ, born again, and we've seen so many people come out of LGBTQ lifestyles. People you've interviewed, people I've known for decades now, people like Stephen Black, Charlene Cothran, David Arthur. I mean, these are wonderful stories of God's transformative power, and it's all 2 Corinthians. You are a new creation in Christ, and this is what we celebrate. So we don't hate anybody. What we do is we love people enough to tell them the truth, and that the wonderful truth of the gospel is you do not have to be your sin. You can overcome sin through the grace and mercy and power of Jesus Christ.
Well, Peter, that's the basis for which we speak here today, and let's do some review. Years ago, and you've been on this program, and you warned people for years that acceptance of so-called same-sex marriage and the LGBTQ plus agenda would open the door for things like polygamy and polyamory, because once you change the definition of what marriage is, there's no limit. If you can say no longer say marriage is between a man and a woman in today's society, then why can't you also question why two people? Why not three or four? And indeed, earlier this year, there was a bill put forth in Utah to decriminalize polygamy. And they received unanimous consent by at least a Senate committee. But now there's some new things happening in Somerville, Massachusetts, where we've got a city council granting polyamorous groups the rights held by spouses in marriage, like right to confer health insurance benefits or make hospital visits. Tell us what's going on there in Somerville.
Yeah, Jim. You're absolutely right. They laughed at us when we said the slippery slope was coming. If love is love, as the other side likes to claim, this sort of nebulous idea, all love is equal, as they say, well, then how would you stop at homosexuality? Why would you stop there? There's no other basis for it. We're not talking about any sort of transcendent historic morality. We're talking homosexual activist rights and then the cousin of homosexuality, transgenderism, and now polyamory, which is essentially including multiple partners. And so the story out of Somerville is Somerville has basically now extended the notion of family in its official definition in the law. I'm reading a New York Times account here, Jim, from July 1, to include people who are polyamorous or maintaining consenting relationships with multiple partners. And so they're not even saying that the partners have to be sexually based. Right now, they're saying it could be any arrangement, but this is what the left does. They move ahead. They move their agenda bit by bit. Now they're saying, well, it could be non-sexual relationships, say a woman and her aunt and her cousin, in the three of them in a household. But you better believe, Jim, there will be lawsuits, and ultimately this will end up at the Supreme Court, and we're going to see an effort to legalize threesomes and beyond as, quote, marriages.
Now, Peter, isn't this the very same method that was used for the beginning of what was once known as domestic partnerships? And now, you know, and that's what eventually brought about the redefinition of marriage, which is really not defined. It's immutable in that regard. But Peter, that's the very same tactic that was used back when this whole aspect happened for domestic partnerships.
Absolutely, Jim. Very, very good point. They said domestic partnerships, remember, and then from there it went to civil unions. And Jim, you and I have been doing this a long enough time to remember when civil unions, hardly any Democrats at the federal level even supported civil unions, which was basically homosexual so-called marriage by another name. And now you're right. They're doing the exact same thing. They talk about domestic partnerships, and then they're paving the way. And remember, love is love. That's the official slogan, as it were, almost, of the homosexual, bisexual, transgender movement. And if love is love, well, then they're already multiple partner. They call them thruples, Jim, which is couples except for three. The homosexual movement, I've seen that word in use among homosexual activists and so-called queer activists for more than a decade, Jim. So this idea of thruples, multiple partner couples or unions has been in existence a long time, and now they're just trying to give it legal benefits through the law.
Yeah, I mean, here's a Women's Health magazine. What is a thruple? Why more people are in three-way relationships? I mean, you can go back. That's over a year ago. Articles like this were coming out. And Peter, all one has to do is put thruple in the search engine. They're going to find out how prevalent it is becoming in our society today. This is also opening the door, Peter, sadly, for pedophilic-type relationships as well. Love is love.
I'm afraid, yeah, the homosexual lobby has been lobbying to lower the age of consent for men having committing perversion with boys for years. And so I have challenged homosexual activists, for example, to condemn the so-called marriage relationship between the late Harvey Milk, who is one of the world's famous homosexual activists, California has named a day after Harvey Milk that's going to be taught in schools. It actually is being taught in schools already. And he was in his 30s. He had a sexual, quote, relationship with a boy who was either 16 or 17 years old. Now, I have found homosexual activists, at least some of the ones I've challenged, will not condemn that, Jim. Why won't they condemn what is, in effect, a statutory rapist behavior between an adult male in his 30s and a 16 or 17 year old boy? It's because they do not want to condemn that, because ultimately they want that to be normalized.
Pride Month again saw our Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers hoisting this pride flag above the state capitol. This is his second year in office, second year in a row during Pride Month. Peter, that's not the only place where pride flags were flying. I see breaking Israel news. I reported the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem was flying a pride flag, which the Jerusalem City Hall inspectors ordered them to take down. The flag was also on display in a wall of the U.S. Embassy's Palestinian Affairs Unit. And then the Moscow Times reporting that the U.S. Embassy in Moscow hung a pride flag on its front facade, and even the Russian President Vladimir Putin mocked this pride flag hanging from the embassy. Now, we know a year ago President Trump had issued a ban on flying these at embassies, and some embassies did not follow that order, defied that order. What do we know about these pride flags at U.S. embassies?
Well, Jim, one thing we know is that deep state is real. Because the order was no flying of the pride flag. Because even after Trump got elected, and even after I think it was clear he does not want the pride flag.
Peter, we're losing you. I don't know if you've changed locations, but we're losing your good reception here from you.
Do you have me now?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay. What I was saying was the regulation was no flying of the homosexual activist pride flag. And so what they did in Moscow at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow was they draped it, Jim, over the building so they could claim that it wasn't flown. Oh. Now that just typifies the chicanery and the stealth secret subversion that's going on of Trump by his own, by personnel who worked for the federal government.
No, it was hanging, it wasn't flying.
Right, exactly.
Wow, wow. Well, we know there's been some other things going on here within the Trump administration right now. Last week, the HUD Secretary, Ben Carson, he announced a proposed update to the equal access rule that allow organizations that run shelters to decide how to deal with transgender individuals in their facilities. Under former President Obama, such segregated sex facilities or single-sex shelters had to admit residents based on their gender identity, but this new Trump rule would require organizations to follow state and local regulations, but would give them a choice on which gender criteria, including biology. If one is biologically male, then that the shelter could consider that person as being male, and opens the door now for some religious affiliation convictions to take effect here.
Yeah, and this is a good thing. And, of course, the homosexual activists are going to sue and try to get this changed using the recent Supreme Court decision. But this it makes utter sense. Define it by biology and therefore protect the privacy of all people. We have to remember, Jim, that some of these so-called trans women, these are biological males who are, I believe, pretending to be women. It's basically pretending because your DNA doesn't change. You will always be a male if you're born male. And they're pretending to be women, so-called trans women. We have to remember that many of these men, who are in fact men, are still sexually attracted to women. So allowing them into private female spaces such as locker rooms, public restrooms, which are women designated for women, allowing biological men in there who are wearing dresses is violating the privacy of women and girls, and it's wrong. And thank goodness that Trump is doing some common sense here, but beware, because the LGBTQ activists are going to use this new Supreme Court decision, Bostick, to go against regulations like this.
Yes. And Peter, one other issue that's going on right now, too, and this came out June 23rd from LifeSiteNews.com, where LGBT organizations are filing also a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration because he was rolling back more of the Obama-era regulations that would require healthcare providers that get federal funds that they would have to perform gender transition operations as well as abortions. But this is another area that LGBT activists and sympathetic organizations are filing suit against the Trump administration.
Yes, and they call it health care. We're talking about these grotesque so-called gender reassignment surgeries, which is really an abuse of the English language because you think of surgery as healing people. These are body disfiguring. They used to be called sex change operations, as you said, Jim, and we don't want to pay for those as taxpayers. It's horrific enough that these operations, which we can't even describe on the air, Jim, because they're so grotesque, it's bad enough that they're happening and that these poor people are, these suffering people are so confused that they want to go to this length to do this. But we should not be forced to pay for this as taxpayers, just like we should not be forced to pay for the killing of unborn life.
Peter LaBarber is with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, the LGBTQ plus agenda does not end with Pride Month. We're into July and much going on. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, has it finally happened? Can computers outthink humans?
No, they can't, Chris. Now, they can outperform humans on some difficult tasks, but they're not really thinking. For instance, calculators can do mathematical manipulations much more quickly and accurately than humans. But keep in mind, they were designed by humans and programmed to do these various tasks. They're not thinking, they're just doing the things they were designed to do. No, Chris, machines can't actually think, nor do they exercise real judgment. This is reserved for mankind, created in the image of God, just like it says back in Genesis.
Thanks, Dr. Morris.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
We'll be right back. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarbera with us today, founder and president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, and talking about a number of issues that are still going on here as the LGBTQ plus agenda does not end with Pride Month. Peter, give us your reaction to the recent Supreme Court decision that, made up law thanks to a couple of those who had been deemed conservative justices, but redefining what the term sex means to include sexual orientation and gender identity.
Yeah, Jim, this is really a travesty of jurisprudence. Here we have the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which was a landmark racial discrimination law, and it's being redefined to include transgenderism and homosexuality. Of course, in 1964, I don't think the word transgender was even known or barely even existed. Certainly wasn't known by the legislators who were talking about sex discrimination as a part of the civil rights legislation, which is the difference between treating men and women differently. And so this is really legislation, is what Sam Alito, one of the dissenters, called it. It was activist judicial activism. Jim, what's really regretful here is that Gorsuch and Roberts, these two judges who had said that they were going to be originalists, in other words, they were going to follow the law as the common sense interpretation of the law in ordinary language as it was written at the time, they both joined this ruling, joined the liberal justices, to make a 6-3 ruling which totally distorts the law. And so, in my view, these justices were really like lying politicians. They promised one thing at their confirmation hearing, and then they just totally flipped and went to the left and embraced this radical judicial activism. And it's very sad to see. We had good dissents by Alito and Kavanaugh, but even Kavanaugh in his dissent went out of his way. He talked about the process being wrong, and it was wrongly judged, but he still went out of his way to show how pro-homosexual he was, and that made me sad. So I think all around it was just a horrible, horrible decision.
And that's going to have huge ramifications, not only over some of the things we've talked about, but on issues going on all across the country, whether it relates to, the bakers, the floors, the school sports programs, on it goes. The door of litigation is wide open.
Wide open, Jim. And I think it was Alito in his dissent noted that there are 100 federal laws that pertain to, quote, sex discrimination. And remember, they redefined that to include, with this weird ledger domain, this strange illogic to include transgenderism and homosexuality. And every single one of those laws will now be, they will seek to change it with this new radical interpretation. And some of the regulations we talked about, Jim, the good regulations that maybe Trump introduced, or maybe a good law that seeks to adhere to the traditional definition of sex, they will sue under all of those in every area to push their agenda forward.
Let's hit another issue. I saw an article on Bloomberg.com reporting that CVS, that's the country's largest drugstore chain, adding a cosmetic line for guys. I think it's Strikes, that has things like tinted moisturizers and concealer for men. But then, Peter, I saw on a broader scale that there are lines of men's cosmetics, men's makeups, men's eyeshadow, eyeliners, fingernail polish, toenail polish, etc.
I just yearn for the old America, the America of John Wayne. This feminization of men is just so sad, and we see it everywhere, Jim. And it's interesting to me that the homosexual lobby and the transgender lobby are pushing drag queen story hours on little kids, and so they're training even toddlers in the idea that men should behave like women and dress up as these gaudy characters of women and wear women's makeup, and we see a homosexual men are in the forefront of the women's fashion industry, which to me has always been strange, because there is some sort of core rejection of the beauty of women. If you're declaring yourself a man who is defined by being sexually attracted to other men, it seems to me you've rejected God's natural order there, and yet these men are being held up as the arbiters of what is beautiful in women. And it's all we have to remember that the LGBTQ movement is in the vanguard of just destroying these healthy boundaries of sex and male and female and families and marriage in our culture.
Well, Peter, we're going to talk about a couple of contemporary issues going on right now as well, because those that are joining forces with the group Black Lives Matter should take special note, because there's an LGBT angle to all of this, is there not?
There sure is, Jim. And all you have to do is go to the Black Lives Matter website and go to their page, What We Believe. And, Jim, is it okay if I just read a couple of these portions?
Sure.
They go through and they talk about their agenda. And, of course, I'm in support of you know, ending the past history of actual racial discrimination in this country, which includes slavery, which is one of our awful sins at the forerunning of this nation. But, I mean, what this is doing is an insult to every Black American, because they're pushing the redefinition along so-called queer lines, and they're saying that basically this is an African-American value, and that's an insult to Black Americans across this country. Here's what they say in that page, What We Believe. They say, we are guided by the fact that all Black lives matter, regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity, gender expression. And then they go on. They say, we make safe space for transgender brothers and sisters to participate and lead. Then they say, we are self-reflexive, and we do work required to, quote, dismantle cisgender privilege and uplift Black trans folk. Well, Jim, what cisgender means is basically people who adhere to normalcy. You know, a man is a man, and a biological woman living as a woman. They call that cisgender, and so they want to dismantle cisgender privilege is one of their agendas. And then it goes on to say, this is, I think, the most disturbing of all, Jim, quote, we disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. We foster a queer affirming network. When we gather, we do so with intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking, or rather the belief that all in the world are heterosexual, and it goes on. So it's really a radical agenda that they're pushing in here in the guise of fighting racial discrimination.
And not only this, but the conservative base is reporting that the group Antifa has gotten into the act as well, like in Denver, Colorado, where it's reported they're the ones that are showing up to support drag queen story hours and drag shows where children are often targeted. Antifa activists, according to the article, maintain that it's the opposition to these drag queen events that are the predators for opposing the event.
Right, and this takes a long homosexual activist tactic of flipping truth on its head. The people who are trying to protect children are being labeled as predators, as opposed to the people who are the real predators, I believe, when you're indoctrinating toddlers in radical gender rebellion. There's a predatory aspect to that. It's corrupting children's minds. And, Jim, also, I think we should remember that Black Lives Matter, two of the three founders were self-identified, quote, queers. That's their word, not mine. Two of the three founders. And also, there were stories out that they've admitted that they are Marxist-trained. These are
yes.
Marxist-trained individuals.
Yes, and we played that audio clip this past Thursday on the program. Peter, another topic, one that's been going on. Idaho, we know, passed this law that indicated biological boys who identify as girls are barred from participating in girls' sports teams. But we have now the outrage happening from the Attorney General in California, Xavier Becerra, who recently announced that state employees will soon be banned from taking publicly funded trips to Idaho. And also, we see a number of other states right now are considering restricting transgender students involved in school-sponsored athletics, making their participation based on biology, not perception. Your comment on what's going on there, Peter?
Well, it's sad that the leftist states are boycotting the good states. I mean, it's very good what Idaho did. I fear that it could be overturned under the Bostock decision we just discussed. Let's hope not. But absolutely, this is protecting women in sports and protecting the sanctity of female sports. I mean, we know it's just common sense that biological males are stronger and faster than biological females. That's the general rule. And what transgenderism is doing, the transgender activist movement, it is allowing biological males to compete with women, real women, and of course they have a natural advantage, and so they end up dominating these sports, and it's a travesty, and it's threatening to females and girls' sports, and it should not be allowed. And yet we even see presidential contender Joe Biden saying that transgender rights is the civil rights issue of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're flipping civil rights on its head, because rather than protecting women, they are harming women through transgender activism.
Peter LaBarbera with us from Americans for Truth. Peter, some troubling news from a popular woman's author and speaker, Jen Hatmaker. What's happening?
Well, she has declared that she is her daughter who is identifying as homosexual, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she is declaring that, well, now we know, because we had seen her drifting towards the so-called gay Christian, the pro-homosexual line. And now she's saying, I don't have the exact verbiage, Jim, but she's saying it's not enough just to say you love gay people. You have to be more proactive in supporting homosexuality to show your love. In other words, you have to leave the biblical teaching. We love people enough to tell them the truth, that nobody has to live with and embrace homosexual sin. You can overcome it through Christ. But she's flipping that on its head.
Matter of fact, she has claimed, and according to an article that's come out here from ChristianNews.net, that it's irresponsible for pastors to break the hearts of youth who have homosexual feelings in that regard. I guess speaking against homosexuality.
Right, and so basically Jen Hatmaker has become a heretic of the highest order, because she's allowing people to be identified in their sin in the name of Jesus Christ, which is the utmost heresy, because Jesus Christ helps us overcome sin. And so by labeling sin Christian and embracing it in the name of love, you're really flipping gospel truth on its head.
Peter, let's hit another issue. ChristianNews.net reporting that the Walt Disney Company, among the children's outlets that celebrated Pride Month in June, featuring dozens of items in its Rainbow Disney Collection section of its store, and also donating some $100,000 to the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. We've seen this from Disney. We've seen this from PBS programs. Kids are really targeted, even through these children's programs.
Yes, it's very sad to see Disney go, and all the major institutions which were once wholesome, like the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, many corporations now have been penetrated by the homosexual activist and transgender lobby. And to see Disney go is a big loss, because Disney was once associated with wholesome activities. Now they're corrupting children. GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, is a radical homosexual activist, transgender activist group, which promotes pro-trans, pro-homosexual propaganda in schools, targeting impressionable children. So Disney's giving them money. And also, Jim, I watched the short film, 8-minute short film called Out on the Disney Plus network, and it is pro-homosexual. It promotes the idea of coming out gay to your parents. And, Jim, it even shows two men kissing in an animated short film, which is going to corrupt countless children's minds and hearts.
A few more stories right after the break. Peter LaBarbera with us here today. Also be taking your phone calls in a short time as well, so be ready to formulate your questions and or comments. Peter LaBarbera with us. Their website, AmericansForTruth.com. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
This month marks the 200th anniversary of the birth of Robert Sheffy. Sheffy, an itinerant circuit-riding preacher, committed to proclaiming the gospel to the mountain folk in the eastern U.S. To mark this milestone, Unusual Films is releasing a restored, high-definition edition of the powerful film, Sheffy. And this month, VCY is making it available to a whole new generation. This offer includes both Blu-ray and DVD, and even a digital download. Also included the public showing rights, enabling the church and schools that own a copy to show it publicly. This month only, VCY is offering one combo pack for a donation of $15 and additional packs for a donation of just $10 more. You can also obtain 10 sets for a donation of just $75. Call 1-800-729-9829. This offer ends July 31st. 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. As we're discussing today, the LGBTQ plus agenda does not end with Pride Month, but things are happening all over the place. Some taking a stand for morality and some caving in. I would like to pick up a couple stories here, Peter, that are going on in the UK. Matter of fact, as we have the Christian Post reporting here just recently, that the UK's trade minister announced here that doctors will soon be banned from prescribing puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to children who are younger than 18. They said in order to protect youth from irreversible choices, this is Liz Truss, UK's trade minister, also the Minister for Women and Equalities, told members of the UK Parliament that the well-being of people younger than 18 was a key principle that would inform her decisions as the government reviews its policy on gender identity, a term used by many people who identify as transgender to describe their sense of themselves as the opposite sex, saying grown adults should be able to make these decisions, but before the age of 18, when people are still developing their decision-making processes, they should be protected from making decisions that are irreversible about their bodies that they could possibly regret in the future. Your response?
Jen, this is good news. Finally, some good news out of the UK. Because what we're talking about are, and this has been happening across the Western world, minors are getting these awful transgender so-called surgeries and taking these puberty blockers, which is horrific because, you know, the idea of delaying puberty, what could be more counter, intentionally delaying puberty so you can embrace the sex that isn't your actual sex that God gave you, is just horrifying, and to allow children, minors, to do it is just reckless. But this is where the transgender lobby has taken this very sad movement. And in fact, in the United States, Jim, I think we talked about this before. There have been cases, for example, a 16-year-old girl having her healthy breasts surgically removed. This happened in Chicago. And so I would support this sort of reform happening in the United States. It's bad enough that people are doing this, but to allow minors, children, to do this and to encourage them in this confusion is criminal.
Yeah, and there are some other issues also coming out of the UK, but that is a decision here from the UK's trade minister just announced here recently of that decision. And yet, on the other hand, Peter, also in the UK, there's a and the Christian .org in the UK is announcing here that there is a pro-trans surgeon that is specializing in gender reassignment surgery, has said that men should be allowed to have wombs implanted if they want to give birth to children, saying we do this for women who need to have a womb transplant, but we need to provide the same procedure for men who now identify as women.
Yeah, this is it just continues to go downward and downward. I think it's time that we recognize that the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer movement, as they call themselves, is really at war with God, and they're at war with nature, which, of course, was created by God. And this, I've actually seen homosexual activists, men, claiming that one day they'll be able to have children. And the reality is that God's creation, nature, discriminates against homosexuality. It discriminates against the so-called transgender agenda. And trying to fix that, as it were, using technology is immoral. And this is I don't know how to say it, but other than they're in an ongoing war with God, and they try to define truth as they see it, and in the process, they are leading people astray. They're leading people to hell, I'm afraid. And it's just very tragic to see this.
Our phone number to
and they're profiting off it too, Jim, because let's face it, these transgender doctors, so-called, performing these surgeries and doing these things, they're making a lot of money off of men and women who are terribly gender confused.
Our phone number to Crosstalk today, 800-733-9829. You can speak with Peter LaBarber today. A question, brief comment, 800-733-9829. I'd like to hit one other issue here, Peter, and that is the continued battle over so-called conversion therapy across this country. And one thing that happened in our state here just recently is Governor Evers, the same one who is instituted the flying of the pride flag above the state capitol, also through his Department of Health, I believe it was, issued a rule that would ban the use of what they term conversion therapy by counselors and therapists and social workers in order to, you know, any attempt to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. But in my opinion, thankfully, according to the rules process, this went before the state legislative committee that is controlled by a party opposite the governor, who said, no, we're not going to allow that. And they put a stop to this rulemaking in the state of Wisconsin. But there is a battle all across this country as communities are banning what they term conversion therapy.
Yes, and it's really it's a movement that seeks to squelch people's liberty, their autonomy. And how ironic that the same movement claims that gender is fluid. In other words, you can become polyamorous one day, bi-gender the next day, genderqueer. These are all words that they use, Jim. I'm not making these up. That you can become all these different identities, these perverse identities, and yet you can't go from gay to straight. You can't go from embracing transgender confusion to embracing God's definition of your real identity in Christ, and real identity as a man, that they're trying to ban that. And so I would hope that the Republicans and anybody across this nation would stand up for people's freedom to be moral, to follow God's will for their lives and follow God's created order. But let's be honest, the Democrats and the homosexual activists, transgender movement, are seeking to crush freedom and making it illegal to try to change back to normalcy and decency in God's way. And, Jim, one other thing. They say they're against the therapy, the so-called conversion therapy, the word you used, conversion therapy, but mm-hmm. they are going to move against the Christian church because they are also against counseling. In other words, counseling mm-hmm. somebody through the gospel to leave the homosexual lifestyle.
Peter LaBarber is with us. Phone lines are packed. Let's begin in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Andrew, you're on the air.
Hey there. Good afternoon. As I was listening to the subject today and the news outlets, it occurred to me on what Paul said that, we live in this world, but we're not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you think about, the fear of the Lord being the beginning of wisdom, the great thing about that is if somebody wanted to be wise, they could look at this and say, on one hand, here in society, we could be wringing our hands and saying, oh, me, what shall we do? But the Lord himself, when he would teach, he would say, marvel not, because he was not rattled by it.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't be either, because he said these things are to happen, like birth pangs.
Andrew, so are you saying one should not speak against these things?
No. I'm saying as believers, mm-hmm. It's very easy to get all riled up and get all excited about these things. But as a believer, sin should not surprise us because we know that sin exists.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord himself said, marvel not mm-hmm. about some of these things, because the Father told us that these things would happen and that these things will have to happen, before he comes back.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew, for your comments. And any response, Peter?
Well, I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. In other words, we know we've become a less biblical society in recent decades, and so it's natural, as it were, that the attitudes towards homosexuality, which is clearly a sin in Scripture, are flipped. In fact, Jim, I was looking at the Gallup trends on homosexuality. You can just Google Gallup polls, homosexuality, and attitudes towards homosexuality have completely flipped from 1996 when they started the poll. 2/3 of the country was against so-called homosexual marriage. I mean, it was barely a concept back then. It was only, in the forerunner being promoted, to now, according to Gallup, it's roughly 2/3 that are in support of homosexual so-called marriage. And so as we've left God behind in our thinking, the attitudes have flipped on homosexuality towards sin.
Let's go to Manny in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air, Manny.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
So I just, You know, my comment is it not crazy to see how things have decayed in such a short period of time? I mean, I drive around. I don't see anybody on the street that's not a drug addict. I don't see anybody that's just, you know, has patience anymore. I see people without patience. Is it just not crazy how fast the Bible is fulfilling? And you know, this just could mean Jesus is so close. And I'm just wondering, are we excited about, you know, Jesus' return, our calling, being called up, or are we getting too involved? Like, I understand we'll debate these things, but, you know, it's what has to happen and what's ready will happen. I guess our only job is to pray, get our souls ready, and then spread the gospel, because we're not going to change what's coming. The laws are changing. The, you know, laws that are coming worldwide, the leaders, the one world system. It's just amazing. I'm literally just...
Thank you, Manny. Appreciate your call. And let me make this comment and have you respond, Peter. So here he talked about how fast things are going, and certainly we do see that. But really, doesn't that not sense the urgency, even as Manny pointed out, the urgency of getting out the gospel message? And because we know, even according to 1 Corinthians 6, where it says, "Such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God." So we see things happening so fast, but that ought to really put an urgency to our message as well, should it not?
Absolutely. I don't think we should be fatalistic, because we don't know when Jesus is coming back.
Yeah.
And we are called to be, and we live in really what is still, with all our warts and all, in this nation, one of the freest countries on earth, in which has probably the most biblically oriented founding of any nation on earth. If you look back at the original documents and the founders, and so I think we should be good citizens and defend that, and beware of being fatalistic, which doesn't mean we don't be realistic about what we're seeing as we leave God behind. Society will degrade, but I think we need to be good stewards of our citizenship in the United States and fight for truth as hard as we can while we're praying.
Being salt and light, yes. Leah in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Hello, Leah.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I'm just calling. My kid was an eighth grader this past school year. His lesbian teacher got married, and she required them to watch a short animated film that portrayed a young boy who was attracted to another boy, and they were required to write a writing assignment based on that film. I was just wondering if there's anything, if Peter LaBarber can give me any suggestions of something I could do in response.
Yeah.
Well, that's, first of all, go to our website, and please send to both me and Jim the details of that lesson plan. It's so difficult. I think you need to get that you document what happened. I think you could ask for an alternative, the opposing point of view to be taught, which would be the historic moral point of view. Do anything you can to have those children hear, at least in the name of balance, hear the normal side. But your story illustrates the danger of what we've been fighting. 5 years ago, homosexual so-called marriage was mandated through the Supreme Court. It was forced on the nation. Many states, as you remember, had proscribed it, had defined marriage as what it really is, between a man and a woman, but the Supreme Court forced it on us. And one of the byproducts of that is it has enabled and advanced homosexual activism towards young people, because you could do it in the name of standing up for marriage, as this teacher obviously did.
Leah, we got to take a break here, but we'll hang up with you. But I'll be giving out some information about some firms. There is a case going on in Wisconsin right now as to what's going on in the Madison schools, where a teacher came out in front of their students. So we'll have more information after the break. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Well, for several years, we've been warning about the rise of anti-Semitism. And a few weeks ago on my radio broadcast, I warned that the street riots and the Black Lives Matter riots would eventually turn toward anti-Semitism. And indeed, they have. In fact, there's video now of pro-Palestinian Black Lives Matter rallies in the U.S. calling for death to Israel and death to America. So how did we know this was coming? Because Black Lives Matter, an official organization, backed by three founders who have communist roots, and one of them mentored by a Weather Underground individual, have openly joined BDS, Boycott, Divestment, Sanction. It's really anti-Semitism against Israel. It's really the repeat of Kristallnacht, the night of the broken glass that kicked off the Holocaust by calling for boycotting Jewish businesses. So it's not hard to realize that the Marxist and the Islamist and the Red-Green Axis are united through Black Lives Matter.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarbera is with us today, and the caller who indicated that a lesbian teacher got so-called married and made their students watch a video where a boy became attracted to another boy and have to write a paper on this. There is a couple of groups I want to tell you about. One is there's an active case going on in Wisconsin right now. It's filed by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, their website is will-law.org. And you look at their individual rights cases. It's called Doe versus Madison Metropolitan School District. And they filed this on behalf of Madison parents in Dane County Circuit Court against a school district for adopting and implementing these policies that violate the rights of district parents. This was things that they were pushing about gender identity and things going on without parental notice or consent. And so they've got an active case going on right now in Wisconsin, will-law.org. You can also reach out to a group like Liberty Council, Matt Staver, who's been with us frequently on the program, at lc.org, lc.org. Their phone number, 407-875-1776. And I'm confident, Peter, that there are others just like this parent of great concern saying, okay, this is passing the classroom, but this ought not be happening in the school district.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're seeing more and more homosexual transgender activism in the schools. And of course, like we talked about with Disney, the children are a target of this agenda.
Courtney is calling from Miami, Florida. You're on the air, Courtney.
Thank God for your subject today. And I was reading my Bible last night, and this is what I want to say. Deuteronomy 21 and 23, it says, I got the wrong one. God help me. Right fast. Okay. It says, a man shouldn't wear that which pertaineth to a woman, neither shall a woman put on a man's garments. And all this makeup for you sodomites, that's the devil trying to deceive you to take your souls to hell. And you all that's wanting to go in to have the operation, the Bible also talks about a man shouldn't have his private parts removed because he's an abomination to God. The Lord loves you so much that he sent Jesus to die for your sins. And you can be saved and you can be delivered from all that. And I thank God for the program today. And parents, watch out for your children.
Thank you, Courtney. Appreciate your call. Tri-Cities, Washington. Ron, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. It seems like the Supreme Court has more and more tried to not only usurp the position of the legislature, but to usurp the position of God. God is the one who determines right and wrong, not them. Some of their decisions have been so egregious, they should just be ignored. And those justices who violated their oath of office by legislating from the bench, direct violation of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 1, they should be removed from office via impeachment, Article 3, Section 1, which says they are to serve during good behavior. Treason, and that's what they've done, is certainly not good behavior. And another point, who in his right mind would send their kids to the government school today being run by sectarian bigots and who hate the United States? You got to have your head examined. I substitute every day. Sodomy is pushed in virtually every middle and high school. Kids are being encouraged to join homosexual clubs. In fact, I was at one class where they were talking to the kids, and they were promoting. A teacher was actively promoting people joining that. It is actively promoted, and it is unfortunately having an effect. This is outrageous. We have to take our schools back, and we have to take our colleges back. And unfortunately, you talk to the legislators, all they care about is money. They never talk about what the kids are being taught or who's doing the teaching. Hmm. And it's very frustrating.
On that point, Jim, can I say something with regard
to
the Bostic decision? It was sort of shocking to me how many Republicans did not express outrage at the Bostic decision, which redefined sex discrimination to include transgenderism and homosexuality. Senator Thune, I think, South Dakota, he said we could live with this, and it was outrageous that the Republicans, some Republicans even, now there were exceptions, who's the guy from Missouri, Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, issued a strong statement against Bostic, but some Republicans didn't even issue strong statements.
Thank you, Ron. We got to move on for time's sake. Doug in Ringgold, Georgia, you're on the air.
Okay. All this business is going on is conditions for more control. And what one caller said a little bit ago, the rapture is here.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Brad in West Dallas, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. One caller had good advice with what Jesus said about marvel not, because we all knew he told us there'd be days like this before the end. But I do marvel at one thing. Adam and Eve got kicked out of the Garden of Eden after they sinned, lest they eat from the tree of life and live forever in a sinful state.
Yeah.
What I'd like to know is, why didn't they make a beeline for that tree of life before they sinned so they could live forever in an innocent state? That's crazy. And I mean, I'm not cutting them down or anything. I'm just saying that I marvel about that.
Thank you, Brad. And Jason in Dodgeville, you're on the air.
I was just going to point out, I'd like to think that if in some places this conversion therapy, these laws against it have actually had a little sticking power, but if it was used and written in a way that it could be used to punish someone, say a teacher, for instance, or whatever, if we're trying to convince a kid to be homosexual or to be transgendered, I think that would...
I think that's probably unlikely. I think the bigger danger is that they would use these laws. They'll call it conversion therapy, but you'll notice that their definition of therapy seems to be stretched. And Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that there are now activists who are openly targeting. They say they're going to target churches that that counsel people to leave homosexuality or transgenderism behind. So this is a movement at war with the church as well.
Thank you, Jason, for the call. And what I've examined, many of these laws and things that have been put forth, school boards and city councils and so forth, and Peter, often is a clause that says it's okay to affirm them as they are trying to move from heterosexuality to homosexuality. You just cannot speak the other way against it. So you can affirm them in a delusion as far as even thinking that they are an opposite sex. You just cannot speak against the direction that they wish to go. So
absolutely, it's a one-way street.
Right. Peter LaBarber with us today. Again, the website is americansfortruth.com, americansfortruth.com. Peter, thank you for your work and informing our listeners.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for all you do. God bless.
And folks, thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk. We need to be vigilant and diligent in times like these.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.